Welcome to MarketSnap's SWOT analysis for Banner Corporation, also known by its ticker, Banner. If you're a long-term investor looking to build wealth, you're in the right place. Today, we're diving deep into this regional banking player to uncover what makes it tick, what's holding it back, and whether it's got the potential to be a solid addition to your portfolio. Let's break it down with a conversational yet sharp look at Banner Corporation, blending recent performance, financial health, and strategic insights, all wrapped up in a comprehensive SWOT analysis. Grab a coffee and let's get started. Quick overview of Banner Corporation. First off, for those who might not be super familiar, Banner Corporation is a bank holding company operating primarily through its subsidiary, Banner Bank, in the United States. Headquartered in Washington, they're a key player in the regional banking space, focusing on community banking services across several states. They offer everything from personal and business banking to mortgage lending, with a strong emphasis on local markets. They're part of the broader financial services sector, specifically in the regional banks industry, and they've got a decent footprint with thousands of full-time employees driving their operations. Market cap-wise, they're a mid-sized player, not a giant like some national banks, but they've carved out a niche in their regions. Now let's set the stage with some recent context before we dive into the nitty-gritty. Recent news and performance snapshot. Looking at the latest updates, Banner Corporation has been navigating a mixed landscape. Their stock performance over the past year shows some volatility, decent gains in the short term with a positive trend over the last 6 months. But when you zoom out to a 5-year view, the growth isn't as explosive as some might hope compared to broader sector benchmarks. The regional banking industry itself has had its ups and downs, with interest rate shifts and economic uncertainty playing a big role, and Banner's performance seems to mirror those trends to an extent. On the news front, there's been chatter about their strategic moves to bolster their balance sheet, which ties into their latest earnings call insights. Speaking of which, their Q2 2025 earnings call dropped some valuable nuggets. Net profit came in strong at $45.5 million, and they're focusing on organic growth while keeping an eye on economic headwinds. That's the high-level view. Now let's dissect this further with our SWOT framework to see where Banner stands for long-term investors like us. SWOT analysis. Strengths. Solid financial performance. Banner Corporation's recent earnings are a bright spot. That $45.5 million net profit in Q2 2025 highlights their ability to generate consistent income, even in a tricky economic environment. Their revenue and net income trends over recent years, as seen in their income statements, show steady growth, which is a green flag for stability-focused investors. Strong balance sheet focus. From their earnings call summary, it's clear management is prioritizing a robust balance sheet. Their total assets and stockholders' equity, as reflected in recent balance sheet data, indicate a healthy foundation, with cash and equivalents providing a nice buffer. This is crucial for a regional bank that might face localized economic dips. Attractive dividend yield. For income-seeking investors, Banner's dividend yield stands out. The latest metrics show a competitive yield, and their history of paying dividends, evident from cash flow statements with consistent net dividends paid, makes them appealing if you're after steady cash flow in your portfolio. Regional market niche. Operating in specific U.S. regions gives Banner a community-focused edge. Their description and operational model suggest deep ties to local markets, which can translate into loyal customer bases and less direct competition from megabanks in certain areas. Weaknesses. Moderate growth trajectory. Let's be real. Banner's stock performance over the longer term, like the 5-year horizon, isn't setting the world on fire. Compared to some peers in the financial sector, their growth lags, which might frustrate investors looking for high capital appreciation over time. Debt levels to watch. While not alarming, their debt-to-equity ratio isn't negligible. Balance sheet data shows a level of leverage that, while manageable now, could become a burden if interest rates spike further, or if economic conditions sour. It's something to keep an eye on for risk-averse folks. Limited geographic diversification. Sticking to regional markets is a strength, but it's also a double-edged sword. Revenue geographic segments indicate heavy reliance on specific areas, meaning any localized downturn could hit them harder than a more diversified national player. Valuation concerns. Looking at their price-to-earnings ratio and forward PE estimates, Banner isn't exactly screaming undervalued. The forward PE average suggests the stock is priced fairly or slightly on the high side compared to industry averages, which might limit upside for new investors jumping in now. Opportunities. Organic growth potential. Management's focus on organic growth, as highlighted in the Q2 2025 earnings call, is a big opportunity. If they can expand their customer base and deepen penetration in existing markets without over-leveraging, there's room to boost revenue and profitability, especially if they keep CapEx smart and targeted, as seen in their cash flow statements. Interest rate environment. With the regional banking industry sensitive to rate changes, any stabilization or favorable shifts in monetary policy could be a tailwind. Banner's strong current ratio and quick ratio suggest they're well-positioned to handle liquidity needs and capitalize on better lending margins if rates play nice. Digital banking push. While not heavily detailed in the data, their strategic focus mentioned in news and earnings calls hints at adapting to modern banking trends. If Banner invests in digital platforms or fintech partnerships, they could attract younger demographics and boost efficiency, something worth watching for long-term growth. Sector recovery. The broader financial sector and regional banking industry have faced headwinds, but performance metrics show signs of recovery in shorter timeframes. If Banner rides this wave with strong ROE and ROIs, both of which are decent per recent metrics, they could outperform peers. Threats, economic and policy challenges. The earnings call explicitly mentioned economic and policy-related challenges, and that's a real threat. Regional banks like Banner are often more exposed to macroeconomic shifts, think inflation, recession risks, or regulatory changes that could squeeze margins or loan demand. Competitive pressure. Even in regional markets, competition isn't sleeping. Larger national banks and fintech disruptors are always a threat to market share. Banner's gross profit margin and net profit margin, while solid, aren't industry-leading, suggesting they might struggle to fend off aggressive competitors. Interest rate risk. I know I mentioned rates as an opportunity, but the flip side is just as real. If rates climb too fast or stay elevated, Banner's debt servicing costs could rise, and their lending portfolio might see higher defaults. Their beta indicates moderate market sensitivity, so volatility could sting. Limited innovation narrative. Unlike some financial players, there's not a ton of buzz in the data about Banner leading with cutting-edge tech or bold strategic pivots. In an era where banking is rapidly evolving, playing it safe might mean missing out on transformative growth, which could hurt long-term relevance. Key insights for long-term investors. All right, let's tie some of this together with a few deeper thoughts. First, Banner's free cash flow yield looks promising, and their operating cash flow trends from recent statements suggest they've got the financial flexibility to weather storms or reinvest in growth. That's a big plus if you're thinking long-term and want a company that isn't burning through cash. On the flip side, their reliance on traditional banking models in specific regions makes me wonder how they'll adapt to the digital shift, something not fully clear from the data yet. Also, while their forward PE isn't dirt cheap, it's not wildly overpriced either, so timing your entry could be key if you're looking to buy. Short term, industry trends show some positive momentum over the last few months, which could give Banner a lift, but remember, we're playing the long game here. Think about how they position themselves over the next 3 to 5 years against economic cycles and tech disruption. Conclusion and outlook. So where does Banner Corporation stand for a long-term investor? Honestly, it's a mixed bag with a slight lean toward cautious optimism. Their financial stability, dividend appeal, and focus on organic growth are solid reasons to consider them if you're building a diversified portfolio with a focus on income and steady returns. However, the lack of explosive growth, regional concentration, and looming economic risks mean this isn't a slam-dunk high-growth story. If you're in for the long haul, Banner could be a reliable, if not flashy, holding, provided they navigate policy challenges and start showing more innovation. Keep an eye on their next few quarters for signs of digital investment or geographic expansion. Thanks for tuning in to this deep dive on Banner Corporation. If you found this analysis helpful, make sure to stay connected with MarketSnap for daily stock market summaries and in-depth stock analyses. We've got you covered in video, audio, and article formats, plus bullet point SWOT breakdowns on our platform. Drop your thoughts on Banner in the comments. Do you see them as a sleeper hit or a pass? Let's keep the conversation going, and I'll catch you in the next one.